Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right, we start the next sugya, a new sugya. Let's see the Gemara here. And then Mevavanav. Now, I'm so happy, B'ez Hashem, to see this sugya. I'm happy to see any sugya in Torah. But this specifically, because it's a good methodological example for a lot of different sugyas in Shas. Okay? Meaning to say that we're going to see, God willing, the Gemara. We're going to see Pshat and Rashi. And Tosis is going to ask a series of kashas on Rashi. And then because of those kashas he feels are so strong on Rashi, he's going to offer a new pshat. Now, when that happens, you must do two things on a basic level to develop to become a Talmid Chacham and to become a Lamed. What are the two things you need to do? Number one is you need to make sure Tosis is, why Tosis is not a hypocrite. What do I mean that he's not a hypocrite? He offers a whole new pshat. Here, thank you. Why don't you put it right here? Thank you. Thank you very much, Nate. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, Taisvis, you want to make sure he's not a hypocrite. So, what do? His new pshat, you have to make sure that the kashas he asked on Rashi are not kashas on his own pshat. Correct? That's number one. That's what I mean to say to show that Taisvis is not a hypocrite. You got that? And what's number two? You have to at least try to make an attempt to say how I can answer Taisvis' kashas on Rashi. Okay, that's more of a harder thing to do, but at least you got to try. So let's try to do both today. But before we get to that, let's make sure we get the pshat. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Ad heichen birkas azimun. What is the scope and the definition of birkas azimun? Rav Nachman Amar ad nevarich. Rav Nachman says that it lasts until nevarich shachanu mishalo, but birkas hazan. The first bracha of benching, Hazan HaSakol, is not a chelik of Birkas HaZimun. Okay, that's according to Rav Nachman. Rav Shesha Samar, Rav Shesha says, I disagree. Birkas HaZimun is Ad Hazan. Not only does it include Baruch Shechanu Mishalo, but it also includes all the way to Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazan HaSakol. Okay? So you have a very explicit, very clear Machlek Samaroyim between Rav Nachman and Rav Shesha. Now I want you to get down that in Shas, it's usually an accepted psak amongst all the Rishonim that in issues of Choshen Mishpat, financial matters, we pass like Rav Nachman. The Gemara says in a few places in Shas, Rav Nachman was the biggest bucky in Dinim Mominus. So since he was the biggest bucky in financial matters, we pass like Rav Nachman. However, at the same time, the Rishonim developed this theory that Rav Sheshis, we pass like him in Yisurim. Now, you know what Yisurim is? Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the same thing as Yisurim. They're two sides of the same coin. So Zimun and Brachas, those are all fall in the categories of Yisurim. And our Messiah from the Rishonim, our Tosis quotes in Erevin and Lamed Beis Mav, that we pass like Rav Sheshis in Yisurim. So based on that presentation, if I would ask you, how do we paskin? What would you say? Right, Rav Sheshis. So I want you to keep that in mind. Okay. So this is the Machlokes Amoraim. What is the definition of Zimun? Does it go only till the Baruch Shachan Mishalo, like Rav Nachman? Or do you go like Rav Sheshis, Ad Birkas Hazan? The Gemara says, this Machlekes Amoraim is a Machlekes in Tanoim. Neima Kitanai. Now, anytime the word Neima appears in Shas, it's the same word as the word Lema. Neima, Lema. Tosis says in Psochim and Chafal from an Aleph, I want you to get this. I would say, he doesn't write this explicitly, but he means like this. I'm trying to be a little bit dramatic for clarity purposes. 98% of the times in Shas, when the word Neima or Lema appears, it's going to be slugged up. And that's the case here as well. It's a suggestion. The suggestion is that this Machlokes Amoraim between Rav Nachman and Sheshis is going to be a Machlokes in Tanoim, and then we're going to reject it, which we're going to see. So I want you to know, every so often it sticks, but very rarely does it stick. Okay? So the Gemara says, Neima Ketanai. Let's say this Machlokes is a Machlokes in Tanoim. Ditani Chada says in one Brisa, Birkas Amazon, Shnayim, Shlosha. Sometimes Birkas HaMazon is two, and sometimes it is three. The Tanya Idach, the other Brisa is Shlosha Arba. Sometimes it's three, sometimes it's four. Savrua, the Gemara says Savrua, we hold, and there's the Bnei Yeshiva in the Beis Medrash, the Amoraim in the Beis Medrash, Savrua, they hold. The Kuliyama Tovu Meitiv Lav Diraisi. Get that off the board. Tovu Meitiv does not count on our scoreboard. Of brachas that are deraisa. The real scoreboard is Torah. How many brachas there are. Not the, you know, who's winning the NHL, NFL playoffs, right? The NBA. The Ikar is, Lomais, the scoreboard of how many brachas. So when we talk about brachas here, don't get tova meitiv out of your mind, says the Gemara, because it's important, but it's not d'oraisa. Okay? What's the raya already we showed from yesterday that it's not d'oraisa? What did we learn yesterday that showed that it wasn't d'oraisa? Excellent. The Paulim, guys that don't say it. Excellent. If you can't do that with the d'oraisa. You can't play around with the d'oraisa and say, oh, Paulim, don't have to say it, so you're going to steal from the boss. The fact that it's the Rabbanan, the Chachamim enacted, that we're not going to plug it in because we don't want you to waste time on lunch. I shouldn't say waste time, but from the boss's perspective it is. You guy spends an hour benching, he could be working. You bench in half an hour. So they suspended that requirement for Paul. But you can only say that if it's the Rabbanan. If it's the Rice, you can't do that. So the Gemara says, make sure, Savrua, the Kuliam, everyone in the Beis Medrash held the Kuliam, because I told make it Lav the Rice. It's not the Rice, it's not included in the Brachas and the Rice. It's not included in the number of brachas and rice. So my lav become a fligi. What does it mean? I want you to be able to translate every word and know it. What does my lav mean? Isn't it? Excellent. My lav become a fligi. Excellent. What is the nekudas amachleikis in lomdis? Ma'am dam rishtayin the shalosh. Kasavar ad hazan. The one who says that birkas amazon is what? Is two or three. Holds that birkas zimun goes only until birkas hazan. And therefore, when you have three people eating and there's a zimun, the Birkas HaMazon consists of three brachas. Birkas HaZimun until Arazan is number one. Birkas HaAretz, which is known as what? Mordechai Nodelecha and Azan HaSakol is the second bracha. Why is it identified Birkas HaAretz? Because this theme is all about Eretz Yisrael. And the third one is Bonei Yerushalayim. It's about Yerushalayim. You got that? Please get this, okay? Hazan all the way to Azan HaSakol is number one. Nodelecha until the end of what? Alaretz Lamazon is number two. And number three is what? Rachem until what? The end of Bnei Yerushalayim. Those are the three brachas. Okay? But we're going that, with that shita that it's considered to be Ad Hazan. That's Rav Sheshes. Manda Amar. The Manda Amar that says Sholosh V'Arba. The Braisa that says Sholosh V'Arba, which was the Tanya Idach, the other Braisa. Kasavar Ad Nevarech. And therefore, when three guys are eating together, what do you have? You have four brachas. Birkas Azimu, it's until Nevarach Shachan Mishloh, number one. Number two is Birkas Azan. Number three is Birkas Arts. And number four is what? Bonei Yerushalayim. So you got that? So the Gemara plugs in very beautifully, okay? The Braisa that says four Lamais is considered to be what? Is considered to be like Rav Nachman. And the Braisa that says 2-3 is like Rav Sheshes. So it fits very neatly, yes? So the Machlekes Amoraim is the same Machlekes Tanoim. Okay, you know, one of the reasons why we usually slug that up is because you would probably think that the Amoraim what knew what the Tanoim said. So why would they repeat their Machlekes? Not all the time. Not, sometimes in Shas, we ask Kashas on Amoraim from Tanoic literature. But generally, we assume that they knew. So that's usually why we slug that up. Because why would the Amoraim argue on something that the Tanoim already argued? Correct? So that usually lends itself to the Gemara slugging up. And the Gemara says, lo, it's wrong. This is a wrong assumption to be somich that to be toila the machlokes of Nachman Sheshes with the two brises, and to say that the second brise three or four is of Sheshes, and Rav Nachman, and the first brise two or three is of Sheshes. So machlokes, it's wrong to say. Gemara says lo, it's wrong. Rav Nachman mitarts l'taime, Rav Sheshes mitarts l'taime. We will plug in Rav Nachman with both brises and Rav Sheshes with both brises, and therefore you cannot say that the machlokes of Nachman Rav Sheshes is the machlokes in Tanoim. That's the muskan. Let's plug it in. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman mitarts l'taime, dekuli alma ad nevarech. Both brises hold beferish that the concept of zimun is considered to be ad nevarech. That's the shita of who? That's the shita of Rav Nachman. Let's plug it in accordingly. Man da amar, shalosh v'arba shaper. The man number that says three or four works beautifully. Because when you have a situation where there's no zimun, what do you have? You have birkas amazon is three brachas. Birkas azan, birkas arts, or bnei yushalayim. And when there are three people, you add another bracha in because what? According to what? According to Rav Nachman, what's the din? You do azan, so you'll have four. So three or four plugs in beautifully. Man da amar. What about the brisa that shtayim v'shalosh, which was the first brisa? Amar lecha. What is Rav Nachman going to say? The Gemara is speaking for Rav Nachman. In fact, some people don't have the girsa lemaisa. Some people don't have the girsa. Amar lecha is if you're trying to be maz with the tana the brisa. But we're not trying to say that because the kasha is not on the tana. The kasha was on who? The kasha is on Rav Nachman. So the Gemara is we're trying to answer for Rav Nachman. In fact, if you look in Rashi Dir Maskam Mukim, He's Garis Haratanya Shtaim Vesholos Bebirkas Paulin. Okay, that's his Girsa. That's his Girsa. So the Kash is really on Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, if you want to keep the Girsa, you can. But some don't have the Girsa because Lomaisa, we're not saying the Kash is on the Tana. The Kash is not on the Tana. The Kash is how Rav Nachman's going to figure out the Brisa. So this is what the Gemara says. Man Damar Shtaim Vesholos Amalach Hacha Bebirkas Paulin Maskinen. So the Chumim or Masakim, we know that they can say it in a form that's brief. And what is the form that's brief? Damar Mar, Poteach Bebirkas Azan, the Koilel as Birkas Bone Yushalayim, Bebirkas Aretz. So what do you do? What do you do with this? You end up saying, how many do you say? According to this, you end up saying two, because what do you do? We're dealing with Paulin. They don't have much time. So they say Azanis Akol, and then we include Bnei Yerushalayim in subsumed under what? Birkas Aretz. You follow what I'm saying? Why do you do that? Because Rashi, get it down in your notes, says on Tetzayin Amanaf that they're Domitzu Luzu. Why are they Domitzu Luzu? The first bracha is sustenance in general. The second bracha focuses on Eretz Yisrael, and the third one focuses on what? What does the third one focus on? Yerushalayim. But the second and third are geographical. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So you can subsume Yerushalayim. I want you to get that Rashi. Tet Zayinim off the bottom of the Omid. On Tet Zayinim off, Rashi says, Dom Lezu Lezu. They're similar to one another, the themes. Because it's more focusing on geographic. Geographic. And therefore you include it, and it comes out that the Paulim that have eaten Lamaisa, two Paulim that ate, there's no Zimun. So you have Birkas HaMazon, is the Birkas HaZan, and Birkas HaAretz is widened. Because it includes what? It includes Lamaisa, Bnei Yerushalayim. And when you have three guys, what do? You end up saying three brachas, because you have Zimun, you have Azan, and you include Bnei Yerushalayim in Haaretz. Everyone got that clear? Svi, clear? You got it? Okay, Yoni, you got it in the Gemara. You got open. You got it. I know it's Torah Shabbat Peh, but I know you know about Peh. Why don't you make sure you know it inside? Okay? All right. That's how who does it? That's Rav Nachman. Okay? It's a Chiddush, but that's what Rav Nachman says. Let's see Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes mitaretz l'taime, no problem. De kuli alma, everyone holds ad hazan. Everyone holds both rises. Zimun is only ad hazan. That's my shita. How do I plug it in? Manda reshtaim v'shol shaper. That's beautiful. Because if you have one guy or two guys eat, there's no zimun. They say birkas aretz, and they say what? Bnei Yerushalayim. No problem, because there's no zimun. So they say birkas aretz, and they say bnei Yerushalayim. I'm teaching the Gemara. What's teaching in Yiddish? I'm translating the Gemara like Rashi. This is unbelievable. That means when one or two guys bench, they skip Hazanis Akol. They start from Nodalacha. And I was asked a few guys in Seder, it's a little bit strange. You start from Nodalacha. Yeah, the Rav said the same thing. The Rav says you start from Nodalacha. You actually, when you bench by yourself or with two guys, you are skipping the first bracha. It's amazing. Rav Sheshes Shita. That's what Rashi says. Someone would come over and say that. I think he's nuts. I'm nuts? It's a Rashi and Brachas, man. Vavam and Aleph. You have to learn the Gemara. You got to learn Gemara. You got to learn the Rashi. Rashi's saying the Pharisee. You skip it. You don't say it. When there are three, what do you say? When there are three, what do we say? Halacha l'maisa? We say what? What does Birkas HaZimun consist of? What is Zimun? The first Bracha Azan is a call. Because there are three, you say Azan is a call. Because according to Sheshes, Birkas Azan is really not part of what? Birkas HaMazon. What is it part of? Birkas HaZimun. That's in Rav Sheshes' eyes. Amazing. Uman Damer Shalosh V'Arba? Why? How do you get three and four? He holds Tovim Eitiv D'Yiraisahi. He holds it's not the Rabbanan. And therefore, when you count the brachas, you have to include that in there. So when there's no Zimun, what do? Birkas HaMazon is three. Birkas Aretz, Bnei Yerushalayim, and Tovim Eitiv. Where's Birkas HaZan, Rebbe? Rav Sheshes says you don't say it if there's no three guys. You skip it. And what happens if there are what? If there are three guys, you have a Zimun, so you have four brachas. What do you mean you have a Zimun? What does that mean, Daniel? Zimun means includes you till Azan is a call. Then you say Birkas Aretz. Then you say what? Bnei Yerushalayim. And then you say Tovim Eitiv. Okay? We got this clore? That's the Gemara we touch it like Rashi. Okay? An amazing thing. You walk away from this Gemara with Rashi, Rav Sheshes holds stark, and we say we paskin like him, which we're going to see, that you don't say Azan is a call. Art school sitter, call them up. I'm sorry, you don't know whether Rashi or Sheshes. You wrote benching down wrong the way you wrote it in the sitter. Sound right? Let's see Rashi inside. Says Rashi, Adheichen birkas azimun. Shitzrichen liyo shlosha. Zimun means you need to have three guys. Okay, in shnayim lo yomrua. And when there are two guys, you don't say zimun. Birkas amazon shtayim the shalosh. Pa'amim shem shtei brachas. Pa'amim shem shalosh. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. Ketzat, kishen shlosha. When there are three, hein shalosh brachas. When there are three, they are what? Kishen shlosha hein shalosh brachas. Kishen shnayim hein shtei brachas. When there are three, there are three brachas. When there are two, there are two brachas. Kinem afar is also. Like we're mazmer. Dikasavar. Birkas azimun arazan. That's the sheet of Lamaiz. Birkas azimun is considered to be arazan. Right? That's the sheet of Rav Sheshes. Yes? Kishem shnayim ein omer mele birkas arzim minishtam. There it is, guys. Someone asks you, prove it to me. I don't believe you. Yeah, you don't believe me? You whip out the Gemara and brachas. Mem vavanat. That's the Rashi. That according to Rav Sheshes, you only say two brachas. You start from no to lecha and bnei Yerushalayim. You skip azan. Eli, you got that? Underline that Rashi 100 times. That's the Rashi. If you could fit it. I don't know, you can't fit 100, maybe one or two, Lamaisa. Okay, Yakir, that's the Rashi. Uman Damra Sholosh Varbik Shain Shnaim, when there are two guys, Hare Sholosh, there's three. Hazan, right? Uberkas Arts, Obeni Yerushalayim. Shem Shlosha, when there are three, Hey Mosifim, we add on Nevarech Ad Ubetuva Chayenu. That's the sheet that it's considered to be what? That's of Nachman, that it's considered to be, you add on only Ad Netuva Varech. Ad Nevarech. Mukim lo lo garcina. We don't have that established. We don't have that dirsa. Vachi garcina. Vadatanya shtayim v'shalos bebirkas paulin. Dam rebirkas arts o bnei yishalayim bechada bracha. You subsume bnei yishalayim in the birkas arts. Ain kanela birkas azan a birkas arts. It's a widened birkas arts, but it's still only one. Kshem shlosha. And when the three guys mosif in the varach, you add in zimun and hari shalos, you have three brachas. Excellent. Dam ramar leal birk sheni. Okay, we got Rashi. You got everything clear? How do you summarize it? I was telling a few guys, we already did up the Mem Vav Amraf. Throughout the day, we know memory. I'm not expecting you to know every line of the Gemara, but we've done almost a blot and a half. In your mind, throughout the day, so you think about the Shakla Vatarya. You don't know after everyone. There was a great Gaon, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung Tzatzal, chief rabbi of Montreal. He knew Gemara Baal Peh. He was a Masada Kedusha for my brother. So he asked me, I have one older brother, she's a big Talmid Chacham, he's a professor of physics in Tel Aviv U. In Eretz Yisrael, and at his wedding, he married a wonderful woman from Montreal. He was Masada Kedusha. So he asked me, "What are you learning?" So I told him what I was learning. He said, "The whole Daf Baal Peh." I was floored. Whole Daf Baal Peh, line by line. It was unbelievable. I felt so, you know. Here I've been learning. I learned that Daf a few times, more than a few times. He knew it word by word. I'm not expecting you to do that, but Lamais, at least to know the Shach of the Tarya outside. You know, you can chazer an Amud Gemara very quickly. If you know this Gemara from the time we started from Memhamanaf to Memvavanaf, we're ending the third week today. You can chazer everything. Know it in your mind. I'm gonna quiz you with a question when we start the Tisis, okay? Of how many times the Tisis already had quoted Rav Office. But I remember in high school there was a chief rabbi of Antwerp, Rav Kreisworth, Satzal. He also knew everything Baal Peh. You ever heard of the pin test? You know what the pin test is? You stick a pin in, and then they know that word on every almond in the daf. So when we were learning Gittin, when I was in ninth grade, he asked us who knew the Mishnah Baal Peh. So that I knew. I knew the Mishnah Baal Peh, the first Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Beis and Aleph. So that I happened to got lucky with a new Baal Peh. But Lamais, that's what you want a chazer. You want a chazer in your mind and the words, make sure you know it. So the takeaway from this Gemara Rashi is Rashi has a stunning shita. Thank you very much. That according to Rav Sheshes, thank you, Usher. According to Rav Sheshes, we have this concept of skipping actual Azan HaSakol, because Azan HaSakol is not a brach of benching. Art score got it wrong. It's part of Birkas Azimun. Okay? That sheet is Rashi. Yes, Yoni.
Yeah, so according to that understanding of Rav Sheshes,
yes,
when he's explaining the Manda Omer that it's three or four, what would those four be? We're saying it's four.
Rav Sheshes says that he holds that Birkas Tova Meitu is Diraisa, right?
Right, but if we're not including Azan, according to Rav Sheshes.
So he says three or four is Yol Tova Meitu. So when you have a situation where there's no zimun, what are the three brachas? Birkas Aretz, number one. Bnei Yerushalayim, two. Tovah Meitiv, three. When you have a zimun. That's when you have a zimun. Okay. I'm glad he asked me that. Yes, Shaul, right? Saul, I'm sorry. Yes, whatever you prefer. Go ahead.
How does the Nachman split brachas up in case of two brachas? Or how would he? He says...
What do you mean?
He says that
which situation, according to Nachman?
He says Rabbi Kaufman talks about how the Shtam Shalosh goes in case of the workers.
Yes.
So that if it's a worker, he makes two brachos.
Right.
What are the two brachos he makes, and does he skip?
No. We said a corner of Nachman. If you have a situation where there's two workers, what do? You say Birkas Hazan, right? And then you say Bonei Yerushalayim. You subsume it under Aretz. So they only say two, right?
So you combine the prophecy.
Yes, you combine that. That's what I was saying. Rashi and Tetzayin, that Bonei Yerushalayim and Aretz are the same theme. They're geographic, so you can combine them together. So you say two brachas.
You don't skip it.
No, you don't skip it. But what you do is you say a line about Bnei Yerushalayim inside the body of it, and you say Brachat Hashem, Hazan Al Aretz Val Amazon. But you in the body of it you include the line Bnei Yerushalayim. I'm glad he asked me that. Okay, no, you don't skip anything. Okay, I should have said that. Does everyone understand that means? In other words, when I said you subsume Bnei Yerushalayim in Birkas Aretz, what does that mean? It means you're really saying Birkas Aretz, but it becomes bigger. Because you include in the body of the bracha a line about Bnei Yerushalayim. Okay, I'm glad he asked me that, Saul. Okay? Everyone got that? Does everyone have that clear? You're going to combine the theme of Bnei Yerushalayim in Birkas Aretz. But what's the signature? What's the chaslima? Al Aretz v'al Amazon. Right? That's the second bracha. Right? Azanasakol, we think we know Bochim Bapel. Then when you want to know it, on your hand. Azanasakol is the first one. Al Aretz was on the second one. The third one is Bnei Yerushalayim. Fourth one is Tov HaMeitim. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, let's take a look at Taisus. Here we go. Taisus now is going to ask like four kashas on Rashi. Let's go slow with them because I think what we're going to do is try to answer. Remember I told you there's two things you got to do? We'll do the second one first, okay? As we go with each kasha, let's try to answer them. Okay, here we go. Says Taisus, Levan Damar. So you got to set it up so it's exciting, guys. The Torah is exciting. It's gavaltik. You know, a blot and shash. Here we go. Ad Birkas Hazan, Ad Birkas Zimun V'chule, Upirish Rashi. Rashi says the following. He says, according to Rav Sheshes, Ad Birkas Hazan, V'Hazan Bichlal. Right? Rav Sheshes defines Zimun as that Hazan is part of Zimun. Okay? It's not a chelik of Birkas HaMazon. But it comes to Shnayim, Einim Avarchim Hazan. And two guys will not say Hazan. Okay, two guys don't say Hazan. That's Shitas Rashi. That's what we said. That's Rashi. It's amazing. Because we call it, the Hazan is called a Brach of Zimun, not Birkas HaMazon. Zok Taisus, V'lo Nehira, it's wrong. V'lo Nehira, I think it's wrong. That's what V'lo Nehira means. Literally means it doesn't light up to me, meaning it's wrong. Toh, Birkas Hazan mi D'Oraisa. What are you talking about? Birkas Hazan is D'Oraisa. You can't dispose of it. And all of a sudden say it's under the umbrella of Zimun? It's ridiculous, Taisus says. How could you exempt a private guy or two guys from saying it? Number one, kasha. Okay? Everyone got that? Let's do a few kashas first. Va'od. Furthermore, da'kaimelan kereshesh be suri. That's an accepted klal. Benjamin asked me in Seder, but we accept that.
All the questions are on Rashi, right?
Yes. Yes, Avi. Yes, they are. Tyson Ervin quotes on Daf Lamed Beis Manav, this accepted sheet that we pass the kereshesh be suri. Uladiday, okay? It's a top Taisa Lamed Beis Malf in Erevin. You know the Machlaikis over there, what's talking about? Let's just say it quickly. What's the Machlaikis Rav Nachman Sheshes in Erevin that's talking about? Nice. The concept of Chazaka Shliach, Osa Shlichuso. When you appoint a Shliach, can you assume he did the job? Can you assume he did the job? You got the case? I'm not going to write on the board. Chazaka Shliach, Osa Shlichuso. When you appoint a Shliach, do you have to call him up and ask him, did he do it, or can you assume he did it? So as a machlokes of Nachman and Sheshes, do we make that assumption on dinner derabbanim or even dinim d'oraisa? That's the machlokes over there of Nachman and Sheshes. It's a big nafkimina by Shalach Manus. Let's say you give Shalach Manus with a shliach. Do you have to call him up and say, did you do it, sir? We don't do that. That's not our minig. But the question is Shalach Manus d'oraisa derabbanim? We usually assume the mitzvah Yom Purim by derabbanim. So we assume Lamaisa that he did it. But I want you to just know what the topic is. That's all. So Machlokes of Nachman Sheshes, do we assume that because Shliach did it only by the Rabbanans or even the Araises? Okay? But we have an accepted cloud we hold like of Sheshes. Ulididei. Who's Ulididei? And a corner of Sheshes, it comes out, Yachid, that doesn't say Zimun, Omer Rakshnaim. He's just going to say two brachas, right? We're not counting Birkas Tova, mate. He's going to say only what? No delecha, which is Birkas Aretz, and he's going to say what? Bonei Yerushalayim. So that means he's only going to say two. Ubechol duchta, and all, every place in Shas, naktinen, nakat, what does nakat mean? We mention, how, what's the coin phrase for Birkas Amazon? Zach, shalosh brachas. Yes? That is the coin phrase of Birkas Amazon, three brachas. Comes out a corner of Shas, Rashi's trying to only say two. It's a pella. V'dochik lomer, don't try to answer what I just said, that kasha. It's a shvirkeit. V'dochik lomer, shvir is in Yiddish, you know, difficult. V'dochik was very difficult to say. Delo mairi, ela b'shiesh zimulur of sheshes. Oh, you know when it appears in Shas? The word shalosh brachos, the phrase? It's talking about when there's a zimun. Come on, Taisus says. Every time in Shas that bench is referred to as shalosh brachos, Rav Sheshes will say it's referring to what? When there's three guys and there's a zimun? Because then you'll have Hazan, because you have Hazan according to Sheshes. Then you have Aris, and then Bnei Yerushalayim. That's bogus, Taisus says. Don't give me that business. It's baloney, Taisus says. V'doche klomar. It's very shvir to say. Very difficult to say. Don't get glomer dolomairi elib sheish simun rav sheish. Don't tell me that to answer that kasha. The old nacha kasha, Taisus says. He's piling them on. The maisim b'chol yom. There's action every day. I see people. The yachim b'varach sholosh brachos. They. It's like Taisus says. I know art scroll. Taisus lived in the 1200s. I know that in 700 years from now, there's going to be art scroll that's going to be made in the 80s and 90s, and I know how they're going to make their sitter. And I know their siddur is going to include what? Three brachas. It's not going to skip a zanis akol. So that's maisim b'chol yom, all of Klal Yisrael, everywhere on the planet Earth, wherever there are yidim. That's the form of benching. There's no way Rashi could say this according to Chase. What Rashi's saying is absolutely wrong. Maisim b'chol yom, he says. How could this be? According to Rashi, lo maisim, we're not doing kehilchasa. You know, the stakes are big. Say a bracha levatal is a big deal. According to the Rambam, a bracha levatal is an isser what? D'oraisa. Do you know that? Rambam writes, if you say a bracha levatal, the Gemara says in Tzmura and Daftal, es Hashem elokha kachtira. You have to fear Hashem. Motzi piv levatal. So the Rambam writes, if you say a bracha levatal or a bracha shein etzricha, bracha that's not necessarily over the isser, the third of the seres adibris. Tyson Rosh Hashanah argues on the Rambam, says only the Rabbanan. It's machleikus. Rambam Tyson is a bracha levatal, d'oraisa the Rabbanan. It's a machleikus. Okay? I want you to know that. So this is big stuff. That means every time you're benching, you're saying an extra bracha, we're doing something wrong, according to Rashi, Pshat, Rav Sheshes. It can't be, Taisa says. All of Klal Yisrael is doing it in an Aveira? Maisim b'chol yom, everyone benches like this. You see how Taisa is very dramatic about it. V'o, nocha kasha. Dimitanya lekaman bepirkin. Did you guys look up this price on Mem Chesem and Beis? I just showed it to Mordechai right before Shir. Va'od mitanya l'kaman bepirkin. Mitanya l'kaman bepirkin. Says in the Brisa, so be'rachta, zu birkas azimun. Es Hashem elokecha. Remember we did this in the beginning, no? Remember I gave you this Brisa to show that it would be d'oraisa? Those sheikas, who held it was zimun was d'oraisa? Right? Who's held it? Riven? It's the Riven, right? Very good, guys. You got a chazer. Va'od mitanya l'kaman be'rachta, zu birkas azimun. Es Hashem elokecha, zu birkas azan. It says black and white. There are two separate brachas. V'kosha. The Rav Sheshes, Yomar Hazan, Zubirkas Azimun. The Brisa shouldn't identify Berachta, Zubirkas Azimun. As Hashem Lekha, Zubirkas Azimun. They're divided. They're disconnected. Corner of Sheshes, it's not true. Corner of Sheshes, what should the Brisa have said? The Brisa should have said that what? Hazan is what? Is Birkas Azimun. It's all one thing. The Brisa delineates the two things. Corner of Sheshes, it's not true. Birkas Azimun goes all the way until Hazan. See, the Brisa, black and white is against what Rashi said Rav Sheshes. Yoni, you follow me? They're two separate things. Oh. So, Lamaisa, let's, you know what? Let's finish up the Taisus, and then we'll start to Frempfer, okay? So you got the Kashas? Let's Chazer the Kashas outside. Number one, what did he ask? What was the first Kasha that he asked? Hazan is a D'oraisa. According to Rashi, Shana Rav Sheshes, the Yochid's not saying it? Number two, we paskin like Rav Sheshes and Yisurin, and the problem is that Yochid's only going to say two. So you've set up in all of Shas, it's referred to as three brachas, and it's shvir to say that what? When it says shalosh brachas, talking about when there's three guys eating, and that's why you have three brachas according to Rav Sheshes. That's very difficult. Also, there's Maisim Bechol Yom. All over the planet Earth, every year it says three brachas. And number four, the Brisa is beferish against Rav Sheshes, Rashi's pshat. Birkas Azan is second. Birkas Azimun is first. According to Rav Sheshes, it's all one thing. It should have said that Birkas Azimun, the Azan is Birkas Azimun. It's not a separate thing. According to the Brisa, they're separate things. Okay. So because of these kashas on Rashi, Tait says, I think Rashi's wrong. I'm offering a whole new pshat. And it connects to the Gemara we learn in the Nehemiah Aleph. Who was the Machlekes Amoraim and Nehemiah Aleph? Well, you could do two or three. Or Mafsik and the Shnayim. Rav and Rav Yechon. This is who? Excellent guys. This is who? Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman. Okay, so let's see. So the Gemara says, Lachain Yesh Lafarish Dekoy, the Machlekes Rav Nachman says, Adel'el. It's going on earlier. It's going on the Gemara earlier on the Mehemet base. Dikam Renan. Right? What does the Gemara say over there in the Brisa? If three people are eating together and two guys want to do Zimun, the one has to be Mafsik to Echon Mafsik L'Shnayim. That's the Dern we learned at great length. Uboy Nami. And the Gemara now is picking up on that theme of Memhem Bez and is asking, Ad Hechon Sarich Lahamtin. How long does the private guy, the one guy who has to wait for the other two guys because they want to do Zimun, how long does he have to wait in order to go back and eat? And that there's a machlokes of Nachman Sheshes in our Gemara. That Rav Nachman says, Ad Shivarchu Shnaim Ad Nevarich, until the two guys finish their Zimun, then he could go back to eating immediately. Rav Sheshes Omar, Ad Shiyigmaru, Birkas Azan, and you have to wait until you hear the first bracha, and that's the way we paskin, until you say Amen. Misham Ve'elech, once they get, the leader gets up to Azan as a kol, that's why you should say it out loud, like we said, you say the whole bench out loud, Yochel Yochel Lechol. The private, the third private guy can go back and eat. So it's a good segue between what? Memheim Ebez Memvavam and Aleph. Lo Mishum Dechashu Birkas Azan. Why is Lomaisa, what's the reason why Rav Sheshes says you got to wait for the whole first bracha? Why is that? Lo Mishum Dechashu Birkas Azan. Not because Birkas Azan is considered a chelik of Birkas Azimun. That's not because Birkas Azan is a chelik of Birkas Azimun. That's not why you have to wait. Davada Shiyachin Nami Mishchaif. There's the punchline. I hold Rashi's wrong. I hold a Yachid. Of course, there's got to say a what? Birkas Azan. Ella, the reason rather is why Mishum the Kavid in Nevarach, since he had to pause Nevarach Lelokenu, right? You say Nevarach Lelokenu, you say it in the Zimun, but you say Ain't a Bracha. That first line of the Zimun is not a Bracha. Ain't a Omra Levada. You don't just say that on your own. Ella Yigmor Ima in Birkas Azan Shi Bracha. Zimun is an invitation, an introduction. So it doesn't make sense just to wait for that. You have to wait for a whole complete thing. And that's why you wait. But it's not because what? It's not because Birkas Azan is what? Is included in what? Zimun. Taisa says, that's Rashi Shita. Taisa says, I hold that's wrong. It's a separate bracha. It's an absolute separate bracha. Okay? It's an absolute separate bracha. Nate, it says it's going to finish in 10 minutes. So I don't know how you reoccur it. Okay? Thank you for Dr. Dreisinger. Okay, I appreciate it. But it comes out, you have to what? You have to wait for what? Birkas Azimun? And what else do you have to do? You have to what? You have to wait. But why do you have to wait? Not because what? Not because it's part of what? That's part of Zimun, but because you need the invitation to go on something. Okay? Vahashta, let's finish it up. El Yigmor Imah, Bakan Birkas Oshi Bracha. Vahashta, according to this Pshat, Nicha. According to this Pshat, now it works beautifully what Tosis asked. The Kaimel and Shapik Rav Sheshes. We do Paskin like Rav Sheshes. Ukaperisa Itmer Bishalmi. And my pshat is backed up by the Ushalmi in the beginning of the Perek HaHalacha Aleph. Okay. So what does Taisa say, Benjamin? Taisa says the whole topic of the Gemara is not like Rashi. Rashi says, what's it talking about? What's Rashi say it's talking about? What exactly you actually say when you bench? Taisa says it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with Memhei and the Beis, Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim. How much does the Echad have to wait in order to resume eating? According to Rav Nachman, he has to wait just for the Zimun. According to Rav Sheshes, what does he have to do? He has to wait until Azan HaSakol is finished. Why? Because the Zimun invitation, you have to wait not only for the invitation, but the bracha that's been said. But does the Yachid have to say Azan HaSakol according to Taisus? Of course he does. And that's what he's calling on Rashi. So let's go now. Follow this, guys. Let's prove now why Taisa is not a hypocrite. Okay? Outside. What was, according to Taisa's shot, why do all the kashas and Rashi fall? What was the first kasha? First guy says that the Araisa, that means according to you, Rashi or Shesha, Yach is not saying it. What's the answer? Yeah. According to us, he is saying it. Excellent, Menachem. Number two, we passing like Rav Sheshes? Fits beautifully. Rav Sheshes says what? The guy does say his own bracha. The only reason why you have to wait to what? Zimun and Azan is culture. That just doesn't make sense to just wait for the invitation. What do you have to do? You have to wait for the invitation and the bracha to be heard. Number three, all over Shas, Sholosh Brachas is referring to Birkas Hamazon. Does that fit according to Tosis? Yeah. Of course it does, because the Yachin's got to say it. Number four, Maisim B'chol Yom, we find that what? That everyone says the three brachas, that fits perfectly according to Tosis. So all those kashas fall, and the brisa on Memchesim and Beis is beautiful. Because what did it say on Memchesim and Beis Yakir? Berach Nazu Birkas Azimun. And what did it say as Hashem Elokecha Zu Birkas Azimun? Because according to Tosis, they are two separate things. There's a fundamental machlokes. How do you view Birkas Azimun? Is it under the umbrella or rubric? They're synonyms. Is it under the umbrella of Zimun? That's Rashi. According to Tosis, it's under the umbrella of what? Birkas Azimun on its own. So all Tosis kashas fall like a domino. All the kashas he asked on Rashi don't start according to his own pshat. So we just accomplished that first goal. Yes? Now, let's get to the more difficult enterprise of trying to answer Rashi, the kashas. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. If you look, one of the great Gedol Achronim is the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua offers the following pshat. Let's get it. Dibur Maskil Ad. He says that according to Rashi, Birkas HaMazon is Minat Torah to give Shevach and thanks, praise and thanks to Hashem on three things, like Mordechai and Avi were asking me. On sustenance, number one, Mazon. Number two, Eretz Yisrael. And number three, Yushalayim. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Shas, in Gemara, that you have to combine those into one bracha. It never says anywhere that you have a chiyuv to combine them and say it in three brachas. It's enough to say it all in one bracha. And therefore, even if I do not say the bracha of Birkas Azan, I would be yotzei my mandate of thanking Hashem for Hamazon in Birkas Haaretz. Because what did it say? Valachilas mazon, get this down, shatazan. Exactly like you were asking me, Mordechai. It does say it's about sustenance in arts. And therefore, since it does say it, I can be yitz design that theme through saying Birkas Arts. I can be yitz design that theme through Birkas Arts. And what do I actually say in the chasima? What is the signature? Ala arts? Vala mazon. So the bottom line is, it doesn't say anywhere that I have to say three separate brachas. It says I have to say three themes. And those three themes, Zuck to Pnei Yoshua, according to Rashi, do not have to be said in the form of three separate brachas. You follow me? They could be even said in one bracha. Here we have to be saying it in two. But the bottom line is that says the Pnei Yoshua, don't ask on me that it's so crazy that according to Rav Sheshes, Rashi says, benching starts at no delicha. Because I include the theme of Mazon in Aretz. And that's the way I do it. And in that manner, one sec, let's go. We'll take all the kashas, but let's get the Mahalik first. With that in mind, says the Pnei Yoshua, I answered the first kash on Rashi. Rashi will scream back to Tyson and say, what are you jumping on me for? I realize that you have to bench. I realize that there are three themes, but it never says that those three themes have to be in three separate brachas. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore, says the Pnei Yoshua, Shitas Rashi is, I have no problem including it. I have no problem including the notion of sustenance in the bracha of Aretz. Let's take it a step further. Says the Pnei Yoshua. We can answer up the second kasha, the Shita of Rav Sheshes. The Shita of Rav Sheshes is that dafka with three guys, do we say the Birkas Azimun? They have a responsibility to say Birkas Azan as a separate bracha. Only when there are three guys, and that's what's poshup shot in the drasha. What does it say? Berachta zu Birkas Azan. Es Hashem Elokecha zu Birkas Azimun. Did you notice that? In the Braisan daf memches? Isn't that what it says? Doesn't it say it like that? You guys tell me. It says a berachta, right? says Varachta zu birkas zan es Hashem Elokecha zu what? Zu birkas azimu. Yes? Isn't that flipped a little bit? The pashtus of the drasha, what does it say on Memchasim at base? Did you guys look up the Gemara? Well, how does it say it? The way Tosfos says it is the other way. Tosfos says it. How does Tosfos quote it? What does it say? Menachem, you got it there? What does it say in the Gemara there? It says the drasha. What do we have? What is our girsa? Does our girsa say what? It says, Es Hashem Elokecha. It says what? Berachta zu birkas zimun. Es Hashem Elokecha zu what? Zirka birkas azan. That's the way Tosfos says it. Is that the way we have it on Memchasim at base? It's amazing, no? What does it say? It says in the Brice, the Torah Rabbanan, Seder Birkas Amazon, Kachi, Brach Rishon, Birkas Azan, Birkas Shnia, Birkas Shlishis, and where's the Drasha? Torah Rabbanan, Menachem, Birkas Amazon, Menachem, Shem, Rachat, Rishonat, Rachla, Zu, Birkas Azan, as Hashem, Rachat, Zu, Birkas Awad? Zimun. No? Zu, Birkas Azimun. Yes? So, maybe Lamaisa says the Pnei Yeshua, for Rashi, you know, Rav Sheshis will have the Drasha, in the following vein, that the pashas of the drasha berach zu birkas azan as Hashem Elokecha zu birkas azimun, meaning that there's a concept to say the bracha of azan al yedei birkas azimun. Meaning, when does birkas azan have a life? When does it have a life, birkas azan? Says the Pnei Yeshua. You don't have to flip it like I said. Keep it like the way Tosfos says it. But when does birkas azan have a life? When you have a what? When you have a zimun. When you don't have a zimun, there is no life of Birkas Hazan. It doesn't exist. That's how the Pnei Yeshua says Rashi read the drasha, according to Rav Sheshis. Only when there are three guys, then you have to say a separate bracha, Birkas Hazan. And that's the flow of the bracha. Even if you have, let's say, Barak Nazu Birkas Hazan, Es Hashem Elokech Hazu Birkas Hazimun. Even if you have, that's what the Pnei Yeshua writes like it. But even if you don't have it like that, even if you don't have it like that, the Kiddush that we're trying to say is that the whole existence of Birkas Hazan only applies when what? When you are actually having a Zimun. So basically what we've done is what? We've answered what? We've answered the second Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and Rashi. Okay? We'll get to the questions. Let's continue now, says the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, amazing, when Rashi says that you only say the bracha when there are three and not two or not b'yichidus, what he meant to say is the following, and I want you to get this. The Iker mitzvah of Zimun is minat Torah. Rav Sheshis says Birkas Hazan is included in Birkas Hazimun, and when there's no Zimun, you don't say the bracha. But once the Chachamim, listen to this, we're misaking. Once the Chachamim were misaking the coinage of Birkas Hamazon, Mishalos, Brachos, Nifrados, who are the three gedolim that were misakin? Moshe, David, and Shlomo. That's what Gemara says in Memchasim and Beis. A person should always say Birkas Hamazon with three separate brachas, not to change the coinage between a yachid and a rabbin. And he proves it. It's not shayich that Rashi himself, when he benched, he did not say Hazan. It's not shayich to say that. Rather, what you have to say is mechalik between the Iker mitzvah min atayra to a minig that was noeg after Takanas Chachamim. And that really answers up the third kasha, where he says, Maisim b'chol yom. Meaning to say, I don't want you to walk away from this, says the Pnei Yeshua, and says, according to Rashi and Rav Sheshis, the way we paskin, that you started from Noda L'cha, Kas v'shom. What Rashi was saying is that's the Iker mitzvah min atayra. The Iker mitzvah of Zimun is min atayra, is to say Hazan is included in the Birkas Hazimun. And when there is no Zimun, you taka don't say it. But later in history, the Chachamim developed a coinage of brachach, which were three separate brachach from Moshe, David, and Shlomo. And therefore, even Rashi would agree, and even Rav Sheshis would agree, that that was said later. Here, what we're trying to say, Rashi saying, is what was the history? What was the original history and foundation of benching? And therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, in one swoop, we have answered up Rashi, and Rashi fits very beautifully. Okay? Everyone got that? That's how the Pnei Yeshua says it. So let's say it again. Pnei Yeshua says, regarding the first kasha, it's not a problem because I have to mention three themes. Who said I have to make them in three brachas? And I can include them. And I end, and I say Al Aretz Lo Amazon, I actually include that. That answers the first kash. The second kash that says Rav Sheish is only when there are three does Birkas Hazan have a life when there's a Zimun. And that comes from the Drasha. Even if you don't have it flipped. Even if you have it like the Girsa that we have. But it seems like it only has a life when there's a Zimun. And number three says the Pnei Yoshua that this concept of the Ikar Mitzvah Zimun Min HaTorah is that Birkas Hazan is included in that is because that's the Ikar Zimun Min HaTorah. And when there's no Zimun, you shouldn't have to say it. But once the Chachamim later, David, Moshe, David, and Shlomo made a takana of a certain coinage, even Rashi, Pshat and Rav Sheish will agree to that, and therefore we've answered all those kashas lamaisa on Rashi. Okay? So it comes out that we have Tosfos Pshat, and we have Rashi's Pshat. But Rashi's Pshat, we did not leave hanging with the kasha. Okay, first Menachem, go ahead. Real quick, guys, because I want to go weiter. Go ahead.
Why is it Pnei Yeshua's reading of Memchas is any less fair than the proposed answer in Tosfos that he threw out?
What do you mean?
They both need an Okimta of saying it's when you have three. Meaning, Rashi,
Tosus used that Gemara to say they're two different things, Menachem. They're disconnected.
Tosus is attacking Rashi, not on that point, on the point where all over Shas we say Gimel Brachos.
Yes.
And says, you can't say that's only when the Okimta of, according to Sheshes, when there was a Zimun.
Yeah, but the Pnei Yeshua is
shot. That's what we're saying also.
No, the Pnei Yeshua is saying this is after the coinage was done. All of Rashas is after the coinage was created by Moshe, David, and Shlomo. That's not a problem.
When he splits between Berachas Hazan and Berachas Hazimun, that's only in scenarios when they had Hazimun.
I understand, but that phrase of all of Rashas or Shalosh Brachos is based on the coinage later. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. It goes very smoothly. Okay? That's not difficult. I think that fits very well. Okay? Yes, Sam.
Tosfos says Mefarish that he sees like all the time in Maisim Tovim or whatever that.
Maisim Choyom, yes?
Choyom, sorry.
Yes, we answered that too.
That there's Shalosh Brachos, but he doesn't say Shalosh like in Yonim or whatever. He says Shalosh Brachos. So how would Tosfos say it?
No, that's what you do according to Rashi. According to the Pnei Yoshua and Rashi, after Moshe, David, and Shlomo enacted it, we actually bench three Brachos. That's what he means. We do bench. Remember I said, don't walk away from her and say that you start from Nodalecha. That was the Diraisa. But the Derabbanan later on made a coinage. Coinage is a framework of brachas. And those are three. So therefore it makes sense. That's the Maisim Choyom. That's how we're answering the third Kasha. Okay? Rashi was commenting with the Rav Sheish on a level of Diraisa. Yes, Avi. Yes.
That's going back on the
It's not going on. It's not going back on the Machlokes Rav Machlokes. It's going back on the Din Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim.
Right, but the question's on Heichad Birchas Hazimun. It doesn't sound like.
Okay, but on the other hand, it is a continuation. It was on Mem Hayam at base. You're right, there was an interruption, but I think in the geography, it's a little bit smoother, right? It's a little bit smoother. I hear what you're saying, but it's not like it was 10 blot away, okay? So it's on Mem Hayam at base. It's enough, close enough. Okay. Yes, Yosef. Yes. Why did what? Rav Soloveitchik has a different shot, Lamai. So I don't know if we're going to get. Oh, I don't know if we're going to get to it today. I'm not sure we're going to get to it. But you saw the Rav Soloveitchik what he said in Rashi?
No.
Which
Rebbe said that Rav Soloveitchik says as a yachid in Ozima, you make two brachas in veggie.
Not la loche. Chas v'shalom. No, not la loche. I don't know if we're getting the rough shot today, okay? But we'll not la loche. Yes, Saul, go ahead.
I'm going to say on the Pnei Yeshua for the first kasha.
Yes.
If the Gemara around the Gemara is in Al Daf and the Tag of Benching says Shalosh Brachos, how can we make an assumption that you only have to mention the three themes? If it says Shalosh Brachos at every Mar, it seems to imply that there are three brachos that you have to say.
It's a good kasha, but the answer is that the Gemara, the Pnei Yoshua is saying you don't have to say the three brachos. You have to say the three themes. And the three themes, I know the three themes manifest themselves in three brachos. But according to the Pnei Yoshua, that's after the Chachamim made the coinage later. Min HaTorah, put it all together with Pnei Yoshua, you don't have to do that in separate brachos. When the Gemara always says Shalosh Brachos, it means later on based on the Matbeya. What you have to do to your eyes is say the three themes, but they don't have to be in the framework of three brachas.
So on the first quiet day.
So that's what he's answering.
Into the first Kasha of Tosos, he says, Halacha Moshe Sinai, and then...
Not Halacha Moshe Sinai, he says that the theme D'Oraisa is to mention the three themes, not to say the three brachas.
The third one is after the coinage.
Yes, correct.
How does that work?
It's not a problem. There's because the Maisa, that Gemara of Sholos Brachas was talking about after the Matbeya. It's talking about after the Matbeya was changed, but in Rav Sheshes, this Gemara, like we said, is talking about the D'Oraisa concept. And the D'Oraisa concept is this topic of Rav Sheshes. You can have a Yachid benching from no delucha. Not a problem. What he's answering Rashi, in where Rashi lived in France, and, so, and when he benched himself and took out his art scroll, he did not start from no delucha. That's answering the Maisa Bechorim, because that's after the Matbeya. Yes, Zach. Go ahead, real quick. That's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. That's his Chiddush. That's his Chiddush. That's his Chiddush in the Gemara. You can read the Gemara in that way. That's what Saul was challenging. The Gemara never says you have to do three brachas. That's at the Matbeya. When the Gemara makes those requirements, you have to mention the themes. Who says that they have to be in the notion of what a form of a bracha? That's his Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. That's what Rashi's driving at. Okay. Let's now, Lamaisa. Go to the following. We didn't even get a chance to do the second Tysus so far. Time is late. Let's not let Tysus get away with everything. Let's ask some kashas on Tysus. Okay? Let's ask some kashas on Tysus. Ready? The Rashba and the Tysa Rosh, Dibramaskal Ad, which I gave you. He says, okay, Tysus offered his own shot. Like Avi said, Echad Maskal Shem, how much does he have to wait? Two things, Lomaisa. I want you to get this. Two things. Okay? Number one, it doesn't fit with two Rishonim. Who are those two Rishonim? I'm pretty sure we mentioned, if we didn't, we'll mention them now. Rav Haigon and the Ravid. I think we mentioned that there's a Rashba in Memhemeh Dirmasko Echad, who quotes the Ravid, Rav Haigon and the Ravid, that say that you are not able to what? Go back to your eating immediately after waiting. You have to finish your whole benching with the other two guys when Echasak Masak L'Shnaim. Then you have to go back and what? We did this, Shita. Then you have to go back and what?
Wash.
Excellent, guys. And re-say Amotzi. So if you hold like that, Shita, then there's nothing to talk about here. Right? There's no makom to what? There's no makom. Alpidin ain't makom ladun out of Heichen Alav L'Havsik Bachi L'Assel. Because you have to what? You have to bench along with the other two guys. So according to Tysus, the way Tysus sets it up, it doesn't fit at all with the Rav Haigon and the Ravid. Because according to Rav Haigon and the Ravid, they have to finish benching. Not they. The one guy has to finish benching with the other two. So you don't have to ask me the topic of the Gemara. Oh, where do they have to stop until? And listen, what do you mean where you have to stop? You got to bench the whole thing with them. That's number one, Kasha. Now you can tell me, Rabbi, Tysus doesn't have to hold like that. Okay, you're right. Tosa doesn't have to hold like the Ravid and Ravigo, but number one difficulty is the Rashman and Tosa Rush are bothered by doesn't fit with that sheet. Number one. And number two, I'm gonna give you a little bit of a hint, but I want you guys to come up with it. How did the Gemara start after the two dots? What is the two first words we said in Shir? Adhecha. What should it have said according to Tosas? What should it have said? How long? Adheichan, who has to what? Saul? What is your first name?
David.
What should it have said? Adheichan what? Masik, it should have said. Excellent. Who said that? Avi, you said it? Excellent. Ari. Sorry. I know your last name better than the first name. Keller. Okay? Ari Keller. I don't like to call guys by the last name. First name. Ari. I got it. Ari. R. Okay, I'll put a big R. Okay, we got it? There's so many Avis and Ari, so we got an Ari. It should have said exactly what Ari said. Yafsik. Excellent, Ari. It should have said Yafsik. You follow me? David, you follow? It should have said Yafsik. That's a great kasha. So we're not letting Tais get away with everything. We're asking two kashas on what? On Rashi. Therefore, I want to introduce to you now, guys, a third shot in the Gemara. The Rif. Third shot in the Gemara. Number three, the Rif. Says the Rif, amazing, how based on the Yushalmi, that the question of the Gemara is, three guys are eating, It's interesting because Tais said the Yushalmi, one part of Yushalmi support him. Riff says, no, there's a different Yushalmi, which is support to my pshat, the Riff. Riff says the case is three guys are eating. One guy wants to go to the shuk. They call him back to Mimzaminim. The Gemara says, before he goes, how long does he have to wait until they do the Zeman? He wants to leave. The guy's got to leave. Three are eating. One guy wants to go to the shuk. So how long does he have to wait? Adhekin azimun. And here with them. And similarly, if a one guy wants to go to the shuk, he's not allowed to leave because they already have a chi of zimun together. So Gemara says, how long does he have to wait in order to be yotze his chol? He'll bench later maybe. He's got to take care of something immediately. How long must he wait? That's what the Riff says pshat. The Riff has a whole different pshat. So what emerges is that we have three pshatim now in the Gemara. Okay? We have Rashi with the Pnei Yeshua saving all those kashas. We have Tosis on his own. And then we had what? We had two kashas on Tosis. And now number three, we have the Riff that is talking about what? Whether he was called out. Now that was mentioned on what daf? Where do we have that? We also had that on Mem Hei Amid Beis. Didn't we have that? Yatzel Lashuk? Did we have that? Yeah, we did, on the top. Okay, granted it's before the two dots on it, but it is on Mem Hei Amid Beis. So according to Tyson the Riff, there is a bit of a continuation, Avi. You follow me? So it's a little bit, it's before the two dots, the Riff's topic, but at least it's on the Mem Hei Amid Beis. Rashi says no continuation at all. It's its whole new topic. Okay? This now leads us to what? To the next Tysis. Okay? Let's at least start it, and we'll have to finish it up on Monday. Let's at least start it. Okay? Let's see the Tysis side. Okay? Laman Damar. So Chazar over this, guys. We have the three pshat. Okay? Laman Damar. You know what? Before we, while we start on Monday, let's close with the following. Okay? I want to introduce with you this notion of Tovu Meitiv being what? Being the Araisa Drabanan. We paskin that it's the Drabanan. I want you to get this down. There's a lot of mitzvahs in the world that we have to do. The Araisa and the Drabanan. And you always have to delineate whether it's the Araisa or the Drabanan. Why did I say that? Because in the case of Suffolk, if it's the Araisa L'chomer, it's the Drabanan L'kulu. Let's close with the following. What happens when the Rabbanan tell you to do something, a D'Oraisa, in a certain way? What do you do in that case? What do you mean what I do in that case? I listen. What happens if I don't listen? Am I Yotze? I'll give you a good example that we just had it a few weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. It says in the Chumash, Be'erev Tochlu Matzis, we're supposed to eat Shmura Matz on the night of the Seder. Which manner what must we eat the matzah? Seba. Seba. There were two takanas the Chachamim made to express cheres. Arba kosos and a seba. The Rosh says in Arvei Pesachim, if I eat matzah without a seba, I am not yotze. And I am not yotze even on a diwaiso level. What are you talking about? Not yotze matzah. Because the Chumash never told me I had to eat a ben seba. But when the Chachamim tell you how to fulfill a mitzvah to your right side, you don't listen. Not only are you not yotze on a Drabanan level, you're not yotze even on a what? A D'Oraisa level. And the core of that is a pasuk in Eschanan and Shofni called Lo Tasur. What does Lo Tasur mean? Once we get this down, don't deviate from the words of the Chumash right or left. Where does the Gemara and Shas use that pasuk? In Shabbos, on daf what? Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. When we say the brachas on Chanukah, we say Asher Kitzanu Ben Zitav Tzivanu Asher Kitzanu Zitav Tzivanu Labit Nir Shal Chanukah. Correct the Gemara Heichin Tzivanu. Where were we commanded? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah like Chanukah candles. Look from today until tomorrow. It's not there. It's not even Tanakh. Gemara gives two answers. Lo tasur or shel avicha. V'yagecha zekenecha yomach. Ask your forefathers and they'll tell you what it's all about. The Jewish history. Lo tasur gives the Chum the ability to create a new holiday. But the Kesef Mishnah says lo tasur also allows you to what? tell us how to do a din d'oraisa. And if you don't listen, not only are you not yotze what? The rabbanon, you're not yotze mina Torah. So the Tshuvas Vayevarach David says, you shouldn't. Can you sing Sur Mishalo Shabbos Lunch? Can you sing that song? I love that song. Can you sing it? When you sing it, it has all the themes of benching. It has Parnassah, it has Aretz, and it has what? Mishalayim. If you sing it, maybe you're yotze benching. And when you bench afterwards, maybe it's a bracha levatala. I think Rav Shechter Shlita doesn't sing it. But the Tshuvas Vayevarach David says, no problem. I sing it. I'm a traditional, regular guy. I sing it. You know why he says it's okay? Because the Chachamim told us how to bench. Not just make up a song. This goes back to what we said in Shir. Remember about the Pnei Yeshua? Three themes? That might be what I said to you, Saul's on a D'Oraisa level. You follow me? But the Rabbanan gave us a Nusach, a framework, how to bench. And if you don't listen, not only are you not Yotze mid Rabbanan, you're not Yotze what? D'Oraisa. No problem. Therefore, you can sing it and bench regular. There's always this notion of the Rabbanan D'Oraisa. There's a lot we have to talk about more on Monday. I just want to close with something from the Parsha. I'll prove it to you, the Meshech Chachma. We talk about Yom Kippur in the Emor. It says, Chukos Olam Adoro Seichem. What is Chukos Olam Adoro Seichem? If you look in the Pesukim of Yom Kippur, it repeats two things. The Isser Malach on Yom Kippur and the Chiv to fast, the Chamesh Inuyim. Why does it say Chukos Olam Adoro Seichem only by the Malacha though? That it's forever. Why? Why doesn't it say it by the Inui too? You know what the Meshech Chachma says? There was one time in history, Moi Katan Daftes, that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he had a bas kol. Shem told him, 14 days of Simcha. They ate on Yom Kippur, the only time. That's why it doesn't say Chukos Olam Adoro Seichem, because it wasn't forever, because there was one Yom Kippur. But by Malacha, they didn't do any Malacha. Wow. That's the Meshech Chachma. That's how you combine Tershu Baal Peh with the Tershu B'Chsav. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay, Chaz are over. We continue on Monday. Good day. Good Shabbos, guys. Shabbos is good to see you. Good Shabbos. Rashi's working up even to the Daraisa level, not the Rabbanan seems like.